Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. I'd like to start this Blog Talk Radio show off with a song. New you. I'm sharing that song with everybody listening that wants to find out for themselves if it connects them to real guidance and a real education. Sing it before you go to sleep at night for like 15 minutes. And maybe when you get up in the morning and let life show you and your dream visions, maybe if you get a connection to the wonderful worldwide educators, a new presentation, a real purpose for your life. I guess today I'd like to present some information about different life levels so that we can understand what life's all about a little more. Oh, what I'll do is I'll read some of a book called A Journey to Real Freedom by Dwayne the Great Writer. And this is in scene 11 of that book. And there are other books available through lulu.com with the Amazing Romantic Adventures by Dwayne the Great Writer. So I'll just start reading some of this scene 11 about these different life levels that we have different bodies in. The first level is the physical realm with its solid material reality. What exists here is the simulation of life, a temporary reflection of a real life. It is a vast and hard educational experience that everyone is going through on many different systems along with the earth. What you are experiencing here is a place in life, a temporary situation to awaken yourself to more possibilities. The earth is a testing ground and more like a bomb site, as human history has proven so many times. The physical life and realm is the hardest to deal with because of the invention of the secondary self, the personal nature, the ego that usually decides the course of your life. The psychic personal self becomes the main problem over lifetimes through a projected invention from the real you. Because of this, you, the real you, is led around into all sorts of situations that you must deal with until you wake up to a real view and a real focus with the is. The gross material elements play havoc on the life of each person here, and the karmic burden seems endless at times. It amazes me how much pain and hardship people will take on just so they can continue their life on this planet and only to support the physical body with all its wants and needs. In the real universes, everything a person wants is already. This is the isness life is. After each lifetime ends, the choices a person makes during their lifetime here will determine if they will return here again or not, and most will. The idea of the physical process is a position that we all start from and then learn to succeed to the greater positions in life with the assistance of the real universal guides. This is all done by each one of us individually as we make our own choices in this life, especially since each one of us must choose our own way to the great reality. The real guides simply present what is possible for each person according to how their life is. The mind and emotions are always the biggest burden to get past. But eventually, the time comes when the real you is able to supersede the gravity of the psych realms and all accumulated karma from the past. The second level, the first heaven of man, is known as the astral realm or region. The astral realm is composed of hundreds of different levels and seemingly endless positions of experience. Some of these levels are just like on the earth. Others are more beautiful than you can imagine. There are also lower sub-levels, which are what people term as hell. There is no such thing as an eternal sentence in any of the hellish areas. The original invaders of the earth and other round worlds are the reptilian aliens, Ra, who have their residence in the lower astral worlds of hell. In your future on Earth, you will see many movies depicting what the lower astral is like and the astral tabloiding that comes from the Ra invaders and what they do to people in their dreams while they sleep. The Ra invaders control most of the Earth without people knowing they even exist. As your real experiences become more evident, you will become more aware of what I am referring to. The capital of the astral region is an area known to many of the mystical orders down through the ages and described in various ways according to their experience. The city is named by some as Conwall, where to certain groups and followers it means thousand petals lotus. This is the place that so many belief systems strive to reach inwardly for what they term their spiritual perfection. The governor or ruler of this realm is known by many names. In the old scriptures on the earth, he was known as Jehovah. He is one of the man-made gods people pray to. Little do most people know that he is just another unaware soul managing this area who has the position of being the governor of the astral realm. He can be a tricky fellow and likes to agree with those who think he is their god. Some of the old mystics would call this fellow by different names. He is endowed with the dualistic power that is essential for the creation of matter in the astral and physical realms. He is actually at the center of this dualistic power, where it forms a great cluster of lights that move outwardly from where he is. You will meet him again someday. He is at the power center for the physical realm, the area that the scientists of Earth are trying to discover and understand through their mechanical means. The discovery of the duality of the atom which turns from its own reality and then gathers with the coarseness of matter, is what science plays with. As I have said before, the material scientists are like children in a playground trying to find the answers about life through a physical means instead of being isness. From this astral realm power center is the dual current of secondary sound and light. This creates and continues to sustain everything that exists in the astral and physical realms. These lights are made of 7 basic colors: black, red, green, orange, blue, yellow, and white. These color streams flow throughout the seemingly endless planes of the astral and physical worlds and touch all the different aspects of life that are of the lower elements. This is all part of the great sound current of all life, which originates from the great isness reality. This sound light reality assists the astral realm and all worlds everywhere, all the way down to the physical realm. The sound and light forms an almost seemingly endless variety of colors as it moves through the active awareness of the different areas, touching the endless multitudes of U-tunes and everywhere. All of these colors produce their own presence. Black is the negative or dark side, and white is the opposite or pure side. Green is the individualizing color that shows growth in a person's aura. The shade of human love is red, and orange is the ray of life. Blue is the intellectual color from which all creative and intellectual people receive their inspiration. And yellow belongs to the higher aspects of the sound light of the is. These basic colors can be unlimitedly mixed and produce different effects within each of us. The effects can be such, and the outcome is according to the individual and the choices each make, just as one would take a handful of soil or dirt from the earth and then manufacture it into whatever one decided. The great astral city of light is positioned between a huge shining mountain of light. This is where the center of lights is caught up from the power that flows down from the realm above it. The city is also known as the City of Lights, where there reside many famous earth people from the different ages of human history. A great majority of religious figures and their followers also reside in this realm, from the lower astral or hells to the higher life levels, because they have accepted the fact that this is the heaven they were to reach after the death of their physical body. This is where the Governor God of this level lives, who many people think is their deity. He has a huge castle within the shining mountain of light. The astral sound of life here, which is the bell and the conch. The astral realm is actually part of the lesser side of creation and the appearance of a life compared to the true reality in the real universes of the is. Even though there is so much immense beauty and wonder to this level, it is very limited to the emotional senses. The astral level is necessary for the inexperienced U-tune to become aware of, as it makes its journey through the process of time and space. The lifespan here can be very long, hundreds of years and more. And so most of those who occupy this region consider they have reached some form of immortality. The lifestyle in the upper astral realm is not as hard as it is, as that of the physical realm. Most people here are into some form of creativity to try and further their own advancement in life. The astral realm is actually wiped out after several million years, as is the material physical realm, because it will have served its purpose for its time. All those U-tunes who did not have real guidance and are still lost to the true reality are then put to sleep until the lower areas are once again reformed and suitable for existence. Afterward, there comes a period of darkness, and then at some point, the great reality decides to form new creations in the astral and physical realms. It's no different than the lifespan of your car. Eventually, it goes to the junkyard after it has served its purpose and then is reformed into something new. When the great reality finishes the new astral and physical realms, those who once existed there are sent back and their karmic ties are reestablished again, so they can pick up where they left off and continue on their journey through life. It's really a simple process that each goes through. The physical and astral realms are closely tied because of the emotional attachment and lure of these regions and the people that exist within them. The average person is not paying close attention to what is happening on Earth, and so they are unconsciously drawn to this realm and mainly held to it. This is where they will usually end up after their physical life ends. As you can see in the world today, the people of Earth are polluting the planet at a rapid pace and adding to its demise, because they are not aware of what they are doing with the natural environment that supports them. Their acts of unawareness unfortunately lead to future lifetimes on Earth that will not be as good as they are now. At some point, the sun will burn out and the Earth will be in darkness until its self-destructive end. The closer the time comes for people to finally realize what is happening on their world, they will desperately look for something real. When your time comes, Dwayne, and your books are available, you will be having the time of your life with your new adventure. You will actually make history like no one else. But only those with a real heart will see what you are doing. Rebazar sat back for a while and leaned against a palm tree and closed his eyes. I sat there waiting and wondering about all the things he said. I had visited the astral realm on so many occasions with Rebazar, but it takes quite a few trips to realize what is taking place in all the different areas. The astral realm has so many more areas than the Earth does. The idea is the same. It's a matter of deciding where you want to live and be. Even when we take these real journeys, when we bring them back to our physical mind, they can become a little bit distorted according to our level of awareness and our understanding of what is taking place. There have been so many who have written about travels and journeys like mine, but from the human standpoint, it usually becomes a fantasy or like a fairy tale of sorts, which people do not like to hear about. And very few will earnestly pursue what I am presenting here because it takes far too much attention and motivation to be real. After a while, he continued again. The third region, the beginning of the second heaven or realm, is known to the real universal guides as Brahmanda, a reference to the Lord or governor of this realm, Brahm. This governor is looked to as the supreme being and the all-knowing creator by those who are into the mystic arts and most belief systems. This beautiful and seemingly endless realm is the highest region known to just about all the belief systems upon the earth. This is where the next bodies in line reside, consisting of your memory, mind, and subconscious vehicles. The power in this region is still at the negative pole, even though this area is full of light and is a wondrous heaven all its own. You have been there with me in the past, however you don't remember right now. This area is actually part of the psychic mind power. When you enter this realm, you can hear the faint sounds of Om, Om, as it is continuously pulsating like a great beating drum. This area is mainly with the causal body, and many of one's past life memories are contained in various places within this realm of unconscious nature. Because most people relate to their physical life and mind for the most part, they do not recall how many lifetimes they have spent in so many different places, along with all the abilities they have hidden within themselves. The physical mind and emotions are easily swayed into a determined conviction to where there only becomes a scale of black and white for the most part as a yardstick for one to understand themselves. Because the intellects rule the lower worlds, they have subjected the masses into their official rightness and wrongness. Again, a left or right turn only, which all equals being good or bad, white or black. So, it only stands to reason from a very limited view that one would determine there to be only heaven and earth and the worship gods who watch over everything. Human history is all about agreement to restrictions, and so almost everyone keeps returning for more drudgery on the earth. The political, religious, and spiritual systems hold sway over their followers as a mind control and are taplining them in their inner bodies. Don't you remember when I took you up that hill through the huge open gate and we entered a crooked tunnel that allowed passage through to the other side? Then we crossed over some high and low hills where our vision seemed to be reversed. It was as if we were traveling in reverse. It took you a few moments to get used to the experience. Then we passed through an area that looked like a fort, which is actually the home of the governor in the realm, Omkar. Some of your personal karma was dissolved in this region by you being able to travel there. The wondrous color of this realm is like the beauty and array of rising and setting suns. There are mountains, oceans, gardens, and deserts all about this region that are more beautiful than on earth. Is any of it coming back to you yet? Asked Rebazar. I sat there like a child in a daydream while he continued to explain this area of life that I somehow knew I had traveled in before. I could see that Rebazar was trying to wake me up from my personal life that took so much of my attention. I began to see faint glimpses within me of what he was describing. Within myself, there were images appearing and making themselves known. Then I returned to myself again and said something. I like what you are saying. I can see some of it within myself. Then Rebazar continued. You were like the child intoxicated with joy. You flew off, wandering through the wondrous realm over streets and canals, eventually to the great ocean that exists there. We then flew over to the three great mountain peaks known to this area. This region is basically the top of life for many who consider themselves as spiritualists, mystics, and believers in something. The miracles of the mind can be produced from this level, such as all forms of healing and other physical phenomena, like that of what Moses did with the Red Sea and Jesus with his healing. This level and all those below it are the source of all psychic phenomena that is experienced in the physical realm. People who have very little experience of life consider psychic phenomena to be the ultimate, using their psychic term, spiritual. On Earth today, so many things seem to be spiritual. From religion to witchcraft and all the other inventions of the mind. As we move far ahead into the future where you will be sharing your experiences, the alien influence will have a huge effect on everyone. But very few people will notice all the tap linings they have from the astral aliens. What you will be presenting in the future will supersede what the populations of the world have come to know. This realm is so vast, more so than the astral or physical realms. There are many different levels here and many subdivisions. The major city is named after the three huge peaks of the Brahm region. Lord Brahm, known by many names, controls this realm, and his duty is to maintain the great dualistic power that comes through him, known as Om. The primary function of Om is part of the sound stream that moves down through, then splits into the psychic realms from the great reality. Its function is to create and maintain and then eventually destroy all those levels or realms in creation below it. This is actually the center of creation of the astral and physical realms. These are the areas that physical science tries to capture and dissect, but cannot without the proper knowledge, as their means is one of distortion of the mind. Down through human history of Earth, mankind has experienced the various scriptures delivered to him through oral and written means. They mainly came from this region and the old invented gods from ancient times. An example would be the Christian scriptures, the Buddhists and their writings, Lord Krishna, the Vedas, and many others who have made their home in this region. This is the city that St. John saw in his revelations, a part of the Christian scriptures or the New Testament, written for the people of Earth. Unfortunately, their rewritten versions contain only bits and pieces of the information that is available to everyone. They have lost the real connection to the is, and so they simply follow the same reoccurring process they have known for lifetimes. The three-headed God column of this level provides a great intimidation to so many that it keeps them contained in their belief system. The religions of today are mainly physical and astral businesses of intimidation. mind control, and tap lining. Those individuals who hold to their ideals are unable to enter into the real universes until they are willing to let go and have real guidance. The real guides have always been in the background, while those of an elementary nature have performed their psychic miracles and entertainment for the public. It can be in this region or the ones below that some of the old saviors and saints are residing, those that displayed their psychic talents. What some people do not realize is psychic healing can become a karmic debt to the healer and is usually temporary. The real guides very seldom get involved with these matters. Their purpose is to show each individual how to become more aware and gain real freedom now from all secondary effects through the real connection to the sound light with the is. Does any of this seem familiar yet? He asked me. I sat there and giggled for a moment, saying, I need more experience in these areas before I can retain all of this. I know what you are saying is true, but there is so much to it, and I will come to know it. Rebazar laughed and sat back on the sand and stared at the sky. Then after a while, he started again. Now for the fourth level. This is where you are taken by the real guide and then relieved of all your psychic bodies. Here, you no longer have the burden of your mind. You are now beginning your flight to become a radiant being. This area is filled with such a brilliant light, the likes of which does not exist in the physical realm or any of those levels below it. The real light is the real connection from the is. Each individual you tune can bathe itself in this wondrous light and obtain the knowledge and wisdom from this splendid area. The governor of this realm is known by various names and through certain teachings that can be found on the earth. He supplies the power for all the realms and levels below this one. The actual light of the real you becomes equal to the radiance of many suns and stars, and furthermore, the happiness that can be experienced at this level is beyond emotional, physical description and any belief possible. Once you have gained the full awareness of this realm, you are capable of performing the most wondrous miracles, such as raising the dead, healing the blind, and even obtaining the ability to travel through the others in your physical body. The ultra marvelous color in this region is that of an orange hue. This world is known as the area of life-giving forces for all the realms below. There are those who come into this higher heaven and are so overwhelmed by its light and beauty that they do not want to continue their journey into the levels above. Within this region, you hear the etheric sounds of violins. When you are ready, you can enter a region where you are permitted to know all the secret knowledge of all of the levels below. There are various currents of sound that move through this area, emanating from the true invisible source of the unseen isness. There is no real description of what can be experienced. Only by being in this wondrous realm will you know what it is, that it is real. The music here is so enticing that you must force yourself to leave or you may stay forever. There are many levels to this region ruled by other governors, and each one has its own predominating color, like yellow, green, or white. The region is vaster than all the ones below it. Actually, they seem very insignificant compared to this one. As you travel higher, it becomes so much more difficult to give any sort of definition or even a description as to what can be experienced on these levels. (Clears throat) This is why the average person has difficulty imagining what the upper levels are like, because without real experience and real guidance, there can be no perception of them. You will see what others will not. Rebazar stopped and looked right at me and asked how I was doing so far. I'm fine, sir, I said. I am stocking these things up within myself as you described them. I am with you on this. Then he continued, I want to go over all the psychic realms with you tonight so that you have something to consider before our next meeting. There is such a vast amount of knowledge to be gained, so you have a greater understanding of all the limited levels besides what is taking place on the earth. The real knowledge is actually invisible, and it is your real awareness that provides the vast capability to recognize the symbols necessary to communicate some of what can be experienced beyond the one-dimensional, literal sense that most people have come to know from Earth. You have the capacity of endless universes, whereas most people only want knowledge from the lowest realms of the material areas. Knowledge alone is not the best position for real survival. The real guides must gently allow what we know into the public. And then it is always a dangerous undertaking with the unaware, because the mind and sensation worlds are geared to be self-serving and self-determined without accepting the consequences. The Earth world and so many more like it are realizing their technology, but not seeing the future of what they are bringing forth. All technology eventually ends up with the brutalitarians and their military forces, just like in Atlantis, where they destroyed themselves. You are simply to be aware of this and know there is no rebellion involved on our part, but to only provide a real opportunity for each person to gain their own real experiences. We are only here to provide the opportunity to become more aware and not to make changes to situations and how people want to live their life. Each person has the right to decide their life on all life levels. This is great, Rebazar, I said. I like the sound of this. The fifth region is sometimes termed the region of truth. The governor in this realm is also known by many various names, through which the sound and light flow down through him and all the regions below. This great being resides in a city of wondrous light. His very presence is filled with such a majestic grandeur and awesome beauty. For those who can even make it this far in the psychic realms, they definitely accept the fact that he is their God. Those who journey this far into the inner realms think of this level as their bliss heaven. When I took you to this region, we crossed above the various tunnels that exist where you saw the huge, strange, and beautiful structure the inhabitants had built. It is in this realm that your faculties expanded to the point where your hearing and your ability to see were so much greater. It actually created a great feeling of peace and inward satisfaction once you bypassed all the lower levels of restriction and entered this region. Do you remember the bright islands you saw covered with all types of palaces made of pearls, and their roofs were covered with emeralds and diamonds and rubies? It took courage for you to travel that far. This is what one of the universal guides told you as you were experiencing this area. The sound current in this realm is like that of a pure harmonious flute. This region is so wondrous, so much like a fairyland filled with light that has beauty beyond any description. Everything is so sweet and wonderful that you never want to leave. This is the level where you are free of all your bodies and experience yourself as the real you. This position is the preparation into the seventh level. The inhabitants here exist on the real sound of the is. There are thousands upon thousands of continents in this realm with beautiful dwellings and wonderful scenery from those who reside here. There. The color of this wondrous region is blue, and it is known as the House of Truth by many. There are those who will strive for the higher levels from this region because they may know of the real universes beyond the sixth level, the deep dark border. We will continue this discussion soon and enter the real universes. I'm going to give you a new sound which will replace the one I gave you before. This new sound is just for you alone at this time, and you are not to tell anyone. You will sing it and draw it out as though you were flying with the wind. As we keep meeting and you sing the new sound, your dreams and real experiences will expand so that we can easily meet in the other worlds, said Rebazar. I did not want to return to my rather dull day-to-day life back in Southern California. I would have rather stayed with RT and traveled along with him to the various worlds of light. We stood up and leaped into the air and flew back to where my body was in its lonely dark room during the evening. Rebazar said goodbye and that he would soon be back to provide me with information for my future task. The next morning, I woke up and thought about my experiences. I wrote down as much as I could remember. Otherwise, I knew my physical mind would begin to forget. I was by no means a writer yet, but I wanted to be one just like Paul. Rebazar said that I was not to tell anyone about what was taking place with me. And so I stopped relating anything I knew to Mom. I was now a surfer on the earth with my heart in the light. Several days later, Rebazar came again and we returned to the same island where he continued his discussion. I can see you have been using the new sound. I know when you are using it because it comes to me and we have the real connection together. I will continue where I left off last night, which was the first five levels from the physical worlds to the top of the mental realm, known as the etheric or fifth level. The sixth level is actually a deep dark border that exists between the limited dualistic psychic realms and the unlimited universes of real sound light. Only those who are purified from all the encumbrances of the psychic realms can cross over into the seventh level, the true home of the real you. The real universal guides are constantly escorting you tunes into the real universes. Those who have earned their way out of the lower psychic realms that have cast aside their burdens of karma and reincarnation. Only those who have the real light of the is are able to obtain the great sound of all life when they cross over into the sublime and wondrous universe of the seventh life level. The great being overseer of this real universe is the true reality for the real sound light from the is. So great is his brilliance that even one hair from his body would be more than equal to a million suns. The seventh level, with all its unbelievable awesomeness, is the home to the real universal guides. This is the level they are trying to get each U-tune to recognize with a real position of real freedom with those who are lost and stuck in the psychic realms. The seventh level is beyond all the decided goodness and evil of the belief systems. There is no negativity in this region along with all the life levels above it, which are pure from secondary causes. There are countless numbers of wonderful beings that already reside there who have obtained the unbelievable position of a pure radiant being. Every unique individual who resides there has obtained the position of a total awareness beyond all the darkness of the lower levels and any secondary light. Once you have entered this level, the joy and happiness within you is far beyond what the mind of man could ever conceive. In the physical sense, the happiness and emotions a person experiences in the body forms is very dull in comparison to what can be experienced on the seventh life level. There is such a blissfulness that is so great here that the moment you look upon the universal overseer of the great reality, you know you have come home from your long journey through the process of the lower realms. The purpose of the universal guides is to get as many as they can free from the cycle of birth and death, and this can be possible through the individual allowing the real guidance and the real connection to take place with what we are presenting now. The beings who reside here are in countless numbers and far beyond the realization of the saints. The radiance of each individual's awareness who resides here is more than the light of a dozen suns. When we reached the guarded entrance to this marvelous universe, we were greeted by the real guides standing in front of the huge golden gates. From there, we passed into the magnificent palace of the great overseer. You were a little nervous and shy at first, but then you got used to it. I could see how you were rather bubbly inside. The seventh level overseer is the first real manifestation of the great reality, the all is. The sound wave, the real sound light from the all is, flows through this wondrous being and sustains this entire marvelous universe. The sound reality from the great reality flows down through him to all the worlds below the deep dark border, where it breaks off into two streams and becomes positive and negative. This is the creative nature known as creation that those of the psychic realms use to survive within their embodiments. The true reality of the all is that exists in this real universe is pure and real sound light, and there is no effect. This is where the real you has become so by the great reality. Above the seventh life level, there are many more life levels that are into the invisible universes far beyond any physical description. Those beings who live there exist in the formlessness of the all sound light reality. Your definition would be the real. Paul will be providing a different label for the true reality than I am explaining to you, because his position will be more elementary and along the lines of the labeled systems. Paul will be setting up the foundation of what will come later. Once you enter these real universes, there is no explanation of anything, because there is no need to want for anything. All that is there is already pure and perfected. Everything that I discuss with you is for those who occupy the psychic realms, because they have the burden of their own mind to work through until they realize the reality of their own beingness. What I am sharing with you is already from you, and when your time comes to present all this, your position will be unique. Until then, you can tell no one. Of course, there will be very few who will accept what you are sharing from all of this, but we are not interested, nor should you be concerned, because everyone has free will, and it is their right to decide their life. This reality, known as the true sound and light, is from the center of all life, the great reality. The great reality is so inconceivable that it is hard to perceive or even imagine that it exists at all, because it is so real and pure. Real love is, the reality life is. And the emotional love that is experienced in your physical life is the lesser end. And so when a person has the real connection, every part of them becomes more alive and real. Real love is real freedom from the unlimited position of the real universes of total awareness, the isness. Now do you understand? Asked RT, looking at me with a twinkle in his eye. I sat there for a moment and considered everything Rebazar had said. I liked hearing how he explained his journeys to me. I was floating within myself through the levels that he so poetically described. Because Rebazar is so definitely centered in the is, he was having a very real effect upon me. I could see myself with him as his words flowed through me, and in those words as a view that was free to be. Then I said, "That's so cool, sir. Real love is real freedom." Yes, only those who have the true realization of what is real can understand the position I am talking about, and that is you, he said. I sat for a while looking up at the stars and thinking how lucky I was to have found such a good friend and how he had been with me for so long. For lifetimes, I had been unaware of what else there is. Now, I have the privilege of knowing and experiencing so much more than just the restrictions that exist in my physical life. He also told me that I had been prepared for lifetimes to bring forth what I am doing on the earth after Paul, and how what he created would dwindle away. The real guides are always trying different ways to present the real truth of what else exists upon the earth. RT told me that down through history, some of the real universal guides were hunted and their bodies destroyed. Their presentations automatically exposed the self-indulgent business practices of the belief systems that existed at the time. He said that it is not their intent to disturb anything, but because what they present becomes so evident with the real light of the is, the dark forces become automatically exposed for what they have decided. RT explained in detail how the mind benders weave a seductive appearance with words and symbols to continually entice the five senses of the five vehicles into a sedative submission of compliance. He said, I would be explaining so much in the future when I was the great writer, which sounded funny. Cool, I thought. Rebazar said, to some people, their business and their attitudes are more important than anything else. Because the five bodies of man are encumbrance and people are ruled by their senses and mind, the very heart of each person is usually hidden from all the assumable motion that is taking place that becomes the deciding reality. You understand the appearance of motion, Duane, because your heart is in the is. My life had now changed so much more after all the recent meetings with RT. My personal life seemed to be rather dull at times compared to my real adventures, but I knew I had to continue on with it. I am constantly considering how fortunate I am just to know what I know. Rebazar said, as long as I was open to what life is presenting, then I would keep going and he would keep coming around. We soon returned to my home in Orange County and back in the body again. So that was Rebazar Tarz talking with Dwayne about the different life levels in life and about the purpose of the universal guides providing this opportunity at this time for those that want to find out for themselves what life's all about. There's so much that we don't know, and it looks like it's only with some real guidance and a real education that we're going to not have to stay in these psychic realms and be controlled by reptilian brutalitarian authoritarians that create religion and keep us paying attention to things that they call education, scientific stuff, and politics. And it sounds like it's only going to keep getting worse with all these things that are being done on Earth by them to poison the very air, water, food that we live off of. This natural environment being purposely destroyed for their benefit. So this opportunity of this wonderful worldwide educators being on this modern technology, Facebook, YouTube, Skype, the blog talk radio shows, and like Facebook Live. So if anybody's listening, they can get connected and ask their questions or see if they want to pay attention to this gift that's being given to us from life. Is there anyone who would like to say anything about the five bodies we have or anything else? Otherwise, I guess I'll just end this blog talk radio show by singing the new you. See ya.